two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist Brittany Griner pleaded guilty to drug charges today in a Russian court. She admitted to bringing cannabis into the country but said it was a mistake. She had packed in a hurry and did not intend to break the law. NPR's Charles Maines was in the courtroom in Moscow today and is on the line. Hi, Charles.
Hi there.
So, Charles, what did Griner say exactly?
You know, look, first let me set the scene a bit. You know, this was in a very small, very warm courtroom, 20 people packed in there with Griner in a cage in the corner. She could barely stand upright in it, in fact. And most of the day was really spent on the testimony for the prosecution. We had two witnesses described being present last February 17th in Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport when custom agents allegedly found what they said were two colored vape pens with cartridges of hash oil, an illegal substance in Russia. You know, and Griner really basically said sat through most of this, listening, but with not a lot to say. And then, once the prosecution formally wrapped for the day, Griner stood up from inside that cage and said she wanted to make a statement. She was pleading guilty, but told the judge she had not intended to break Russian law, and as she put it, I packed my bag in a hurry. In other words, she forgot the vape cartridges were there.
Now, she's pled guilty, but the trial continues, right?
Yeah, it does. In fact, her lawyers will present her defense in a week's time, July 14th, and they'll explain Griner's actions in more detail. As to why she pled guilty today, her lawyer said it was the first chance to address the charges since the prosecution finished making its case, and she recognized that she's a role model to many, and she felt it was important to own up to her mistakes. She said also, they also made it clear they hoped this would influence the judge come the time of the verdict.
Now, what are Russian officials saying?
Well, and this is where I suspect we get a little bit of a window into Griner's strategy today. I mean, there's been a lot of talk of a prisoner swap, but Russian officials, including today the deputy foreign minister, made it clear that won't happen until the trial's completed. So you have to think that today's move is somehow going to help that speed that case along.
Now, Griner did send a letter asking for President Biden's help, asking him not to forget about her and other American detainees in Russia. What has Biden done in response to that?
Well, we heard from the embassy's deputy chief of mission, Elizabeth Rood, who was in the courtroom today as well, and she made a statement afterwards saying that she had, in fact, delivered a letter from President Biden to Griner. Now, the contents, we don't know, but the White House has made it very clear they're open to all avenues of trying to free Griner, which, again, would seem to include a prisoner swap. So you just have to think that that played a role in Griner's decision to plead guilty today.
And at this point, President Biden has spoken to Griner's family?
He spoke to them before he delivered the letter, but this is the first time certainly Brittany's had a chance to hear from him.
NPR's Charles Maines in Moscow. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.